Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you caught a dose of FCS fever? Welcome to the FCS Fever Podcast, a part of the Aaron Torres media feed. Now, here's your host of the FCS Fever Podcast, Jeff Culhane.
All right, let's fire it up. Let's get it going, ladies and gentlemen. It's another edition of the FCS Fever Podcast. My name is Jeff Culhane, and we have the championship game set. Toyota Stadium, Frisco, Texas, 11:03 a.m. Central Time kickoff. It's the North Dakota State Bison taking on the Montana State Bobcats. The Bison, the 2 seed out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. The Bobcats, the 8 seed out of the Big Sky Conference. And both of these teams had big-time efforts and impressive performances to make their way through two very, very good semifinal round opponents in James Madison and in South Dakota State. We're going to talk about those games, get some thoughts on that, and we're happy to have with us once again, we'll have Zach Mackey back with us on the pod here, the great play-by-play man at Montana State. Dulcet tones of Zach Mackey to break it all down from his perspective at a sold-out, crazy Bobcat Stadium in what was, I'm sure, an even crazier night in beautiful Bozeman, Montana, after the win 31-17. Well, let's start with NDSU and James Madison. We knew this one had a chance to be a game for the ages, an instant classic, and it was that and then some. NDSU on their road to redemption tour after a spring season where they were knocked out in the quarterfinals. James Madison calling it the final run. Their last year in the FCS, they felt like this was perhaps a team of destiny for JMU to finish out their FCS era with a trip to Frisco, Texas, winning a national championship, and riding off into the FBS sunset where they will head starting next year, hoping to start to ramp up their scholarship numbers, and they will be the postseason next season. Thinking that maybe a team of destiny, a season of destiny, the final run, well, it was the pick of destiny from Destin Talbert of NDSU that was the play everyone was talking about and still is around Bison Nation.
Trips left, Reggie Brown wide right, Palmer off to the right of Cole Johnson in the gun. 10 on the play clock, 3rd and 6 from the 7. Johnson to throw, here comes pressure, throws it up into the end zone, picked off! It's picked off by Talbert!
See, what a catch!
He brought it down with one hand, and Code Green does it again.
Yours truly on the call there on the Bison Radio Network. Just amazing. I mean, it was a stunning play, a stunning show of athleticism, and Talbert, the way he got up off of the turf, the way he timed the jump, and going up as high as he did and bringing down the pick with one hand. It's a play around Bison Nation with NDSU fans that they will be talking about for quite some time. James Madison would get another shot at it, but no timeouts left. The chances were dwindling for them down the stretch, and the Bison pass rush got it. And Logan McCormick with the sack as he wound up to throw a home run ball and a Hail Mary down the field, and it just didn't work out for the Dukes. A phenomenal team. I mean, James Madison, a phenomenal team. Kurt Cignetti in the post game did talk about and mention how he was a little bit perturbed, if you will, with the rankings and the Dukes being number three overall and having to come to Fargo. But that's just how it all laid out from the FCS playoff selection committee. And at some point, more than likely, you're going to have to beat NDSU, whether it was in Fargo, whether it was in Frisco. And the Dukes, I think they're just a tremendous program. They're making a move up that makes a whole lot of sense for them right now from the FCS into the FBS. But NDSU just had too much on the defensive end. A defense that historically is great right now amongst the great defenses at North Dakota State University. They showed why once again, holding James Madison, who had been scoring 40 points per game, to a season-low 14, and also to a season-low 305 total yards of offense. And NDSU was able to sack Cole Johnson four times in the game, which is the most he's been sacked in a contest all year. And in doing so, the Bison defense now with 49 sacks on the season. That's a new single-season school record at North Dakota State University, breaking the previous record held twice in 1974 and 2018. Another player I wanted to make mention from the NDSU James Madison game, All-American fullback Hunter Lipke. He has a little bit of Mike Allstott in him. For those of you that watched Allstott's career at Purdue and with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well, he is a big, bruising, physical back with excellent speed and athleticism. He's got great hands, and that's really where he hurt the Dukes the most in this contest, as he was just lights out good. Quarterback Cam Miller was calm, composed, put the ball right on the money to Lipke, a career-high three catches for 89 yards and two touchdown grabs for the young man out of Spencer, Wisconsin, the All-American fullback. He's dubbed Tatanka by my good friend Anish Shroff from ESPN. Hunter Lipke at a small town, Spencer, Wisconsin, getting the job done and helping propel the Bison back to the national championship game in Frisco, Texas, where they will await the Montana State Bobcats and first-year head coach Brent Vegan. And look at all these storylines we have here connecting these two programs. Obviously, Brent Vegan, a Buxton, North Dakota native, a guy that played at NDSU, coached for a long time at NDSU, now in his first year as the head coach at Montana State. A lot of ties there. Freddie Banks just accepted the defensive coordinator job at Colorado State. He's the DC at Montana State. He'll be working the game. It'll be his final game coaching the Bobcats. And you got a guy there in Freddie Banks who played defensive back at NDSU as well during some of these championship seasons. So it's plenty of storylines. And one of the obvious ones for Montana State is the storyline of touchdown Tommy Mellott just down the road. Butte, Montana, Butte, America is where he hails. It is a football crazy town, blue collar town. They love the Bobcats there. And one of their own, freshman quarterback Tommy Mellott, is leading Montana State and has provided some just form of, I don't know if galvanized or confidence or mojo, but Tommy Mellott is a fascinating story, turning into a folk hero in a matter of weeks in Bozeman, Montana. Here are some of the highlights, some of the sights and sounds from that semifinal round win over South Dakota State.
And out over to the near side of this one. Caught! And he's free! 20! 10! Touchdown! Mellott out of the pistol. This time will run it himself. Over to the left side. He's in! Tommy Mellott strikes again. Still got time. And he's down! Daniel Hardy! And the Bobcats will take over! They'll throw it up over to the left side. Caught! Touchdown! Yet again! Ball's on the ground. Bobcats have it. Daniel Hardy with the football. And the Bobcats have punched their ticket to the national championship. They're off to Texas. And here they come out onto the field, rightfully so. The fireworks are off, and the Bobcats love it. They've got one more left on the schedule, and it's the biggest one of them all.
All right, rolling along here on the FCS Fever podcast. You heard the highlights moments ago, the dulcet tones of Zach Mackey, Montana State play-by-play man, as the Bobcats make their way to Frisco, Texas, first trip to a national championship game since they won it in 1984. Zach with us on the pod right now. Hey, congratulations. After the game, I want to talk about after the game before we talk about the game. With an amazing setting, with the mountains in the background, the Bridgers, the Gallatins, all the mountain ranges you guys have in beautiful Bozeman. It was a wild scene for sure. But what was the town like after the game on Saturday night? I can't even imagine how great that had to have been.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was the place to be in the state of Montana for sure. And there's just so much excitement around it and that. And it just, like you said, hadn't been done in a long time. So there were places. The places were rocking downtown. The Rocking Art Bar was full. You couldn't get in there. The cannery had everybody. I mean, it was a fun scene down there. You know, everyone just excited and just knowing that the season's still going along. The students, luckily, a lot of them, they kept those dorms open. And a lot of them stayed around in that. So we had them at the game on Saturday. Some of them came out, too, on Saturday night. It was a fun little night in Bozeman, Montana, for sure.
Man, yeah, it was a tremendous game and another great performance in front of a raucous crowd at Bobcat Stadium. 31-17, the final overall. And the Bobcats did it shorthanded, Zach. You don't have Isaiah Afonso. You don't have Lane Sumner. Benson up front. Ty Okada. All those guys are out. How did this group do it? There's some mojo around this team right now, it feels like.
Yeah, you know, there is. And whenever I found out about, you know, some of those, you just go, wow. I mean, you know, those are big holes to be able to fill. I would say, you know, a lot of those, three of those guys are probably in your top five or six players on the team that are going to be without. And, you know, there is that just kind of mojo, like you said, and kind of the, hey, this hasn't been done before. Let's not stop it now. Let's keep it going. Hasn't been done in a long time, I should say. And, you can't say enough about Tommy Mellott. I'm sure we'll get into that and what he basically turned into, then the running back and the quarterback and everything in between it. But this team is playing around and playing free. They know that you know, they got an opportunity now to go on a huge stage and be able to compete there. But it was just interesting to see young guys step up and guys go into different roles. You know, maybe you had a guy like Elijah Elliott at the running back spot step up into that running back role, and it wasn't the same type of role that Isaiah Afonso has. For the most part, he was a lead blocker. He was, you know, cutting downfield, getting a couple of blocks here or there, and you know, they just, whatever needs to be done was done on Saturday, and a lot of it goes out to just the fans and the excitement. I mean, some of that is, you know, you're coming in a big moment, but when you got 20,000 behind you, you get a loud crowd, you get, you know, a whole bunch of people just rooting you on. It makes it a little bit easier to fill in those type of roles.
All right, the legend of Touchdown Tommy. I mean, is he the most popular person right now in the state of Montana? I mean, even on Yellowstone the other night, Beth Dutton makes a Montana State Bobcat football reference on the show on Sunday night as well. Touchdown Tommy Mellott, tell the story again for us. Butte, Montana, what that town is like, and how is this young man doing what he's doing?
Well, first off, I'm glad that you're a fan of Yellowstone,
because
I got it each week, every week.
Oh, yeah. 1883 as well. I'm all over that right now, too. You better believe it.
Okay, I got to get going on that with Tim McGraw and them. But, no, they, you know, it's one of those things where even Coach said in our post game when he came on, he's like, he doesn't, you know, Coach doesn't usually say a lot. He's very by the books. He's like, I just find it hard to believe sometimes. Like, this is storybook stuff, what is happening. I mean, Tommy Mellott, you know, is the fourth string quarterback. He signs during the COVID year. He comes here and just works his tail off to get an opportunity in the spring. They kind of turn a couple of eyes and say, okay, this guy can make an impact on special teams. He's an athlete. He gets down the field in a hurry. And so they put him on a couple of special teams first couple of weeks out of the gates. And he just continues to flourish, and they decide, okay, we're going to put a run package in with him where, hey, maybe one play here, one play there. We saw it a couple of games into the season. They tried it out. It worked out well. They just continued to give him more and more reps. And then when you lose, you know, when you decide you got to make a quarterback change going into the playoffs, Tommy gets a start, and he's ran away with it. I mean, when you look at his numbers, the Bobcats in the first half, I can remember turning – to Mikey, who I did the games with, and it was like, I want to say it was somewhere around 220 total yards of offense, and Tommy Mellott had 215 with like 100 rushing and 115 through the air or something. I mean, he finished with just about every single yard besides about 15 or 20 that he either threw for or ran for. I mean, he's just it's been incredible. The amount of toughness that he shows. He's so humble. If you saw any of the video clips on Saturday, he was down on the sidelines just crying because he's like, I just can't believe I'm a freshman who is taking Montana State to the biggest game. Grew up as a Bobcat fan, just an hour down the road in Butte, Montana. Hardworking kid, hardworking town. You know, that was it was one of the biggest cities, Butte, Montana, west of the Mississippi at one point, and it was just a thriving community, a lot of coal, a lot of different things like that, a hardworking community, and those people just they love their football, they love Montana State, and they love what they're seeing out of Tommy Mellott. I saw more photos on Twitter after the game of people who rushed down onto the field and were getting photos with Tommy Mellott. Wow. I mean, he is as big of a name in this state right now as it gets.
How does he do it physically on the field? Describe him as a player right now.
Well, you know, first off, he makes me kind of hold my breath sometimes because it's like, you can slide once you get the first down. You don't have to put your shoulders down and try to land forward to get an extra yard or two. But he's a guy that it's a lot of run-pass options. And, you know, he'll be rolling out all of a sudden. And the hard part is it's just a lot of times making something out of nothing is what I thought on Saturday. You know, there's nothing open. He's being chased from behind. Man miss and gets 5 yards. Even if it's only 5 yards, he prevented a 10-yard loss on the play, something like that. And it's a lot of reads. He's done a really nice job, I think, of getting those reads as a young guy. A lot of times as a young player, you know, you're trying to solidify yourself, especially when you're getting these late start. You didn't start until just a couple of weeks ago. So he's just done a really nice job of being able to throw the football too. Anyone who watched the game on Saturday against Sam Houston or watched it this Saturday against South Dakota State, I mean, he's as good of an arm as Montana State has had at quarterback in the last couple of years. And there were questions about that, kind of the throwing ability. And he's not scared is the other thing. Sometimes, and I know you've seen this, Jeff, these quarterbacks that get a little bit nervous about, hey, I don't know if I want to try to fit that ball in there because, you know, I haven't thrown an interception yet or, you know, I don't, it's a tight window. He'll throw it up, let the receivers go and get it, attack the corners, and, you know, for the most part, he has not been mistake-ridden. He hasn't been injury-ridden. A lot of it, too, I say, is because, you know, he didn't play a lot, really, during the regular season. I mean, towards the end, he got more and more. He'd come in a little bit here or there, special teams. So he's still really fresh. He hasn't had the beat up of an entire season coming up to here. He's, for the most part, knock on wood, been without injury. And that's helped him quite a bit the last couple of weeks, too.
Well, and Zach Mackey with us here on the program, Montana State play-by-play man. It is phenomenal, fascinating, and also going to be very interesting to see now that with 3 weeks, how NDSU will prepare for him and what wrinkles back and forth, the chess match that that Code Green will have for a guy like Mellott, who has just been so much fun to watch and to follow. And I do also find it very interesting. You know, he has a lot of trust in his wide receivers to go out there and make plays. It felt like the Montana State receivers won about every 50-50 ball he put up in the air to them against some good South Dakota State defensive backs. What were your big takeaways of what Mellott and his receiving corps got done in the passing game down the stretch in that game?
Yeah, you know, they came in big moments and they came in big plays. It seemed like, you know, 40-plus pass plays in that. And, no, like you said, I think it's just not being scared and having that trust. The weird and the difficult part is that trust comes over time, and there hasn't been a lot of time, really, between these guys and Tommy, but they bought in. I think it's easy to support and get behind a guy who's really humble, goes about his work. There was some stuff on Twitter, actually, Coach Justin Udy, the wide receiver coach, put out there that when they got done with the game against Sam Houston, you know, we got back at about 5 in the morning, and the coaches, they're crazy. They get in the office, I don't know, 10 o'clock, whatever, and all of a sudden they look out on the field. They gave the guys the day off, and Tommy Mellott's out there just running back and forth, trying to get some running in, trying to get some conditioning in. And he's the only guy out there going through all that. He just has the complete support of his teammates.
And with that, I think they trust him. And, you know, going up after catches, he's got some really good receivers, a couple of transfers that, you know, have gotten back healthy here these last couple of weeks now. Guy like Nate Stewart, who made the first touchdown catch out of Akron, transferred from Akron and broke his foot. And he's just getting back 100%. But he, they know that he throws a good ball. And we had Lance McCutcheon, the leading receiver from Montana State, on as soon as the game got done down on the field. And he said, we just have to trust because he throws a really good football. People don't understand because he gets so much credit for his feet and the way he's able to move. But we know the ball's going to be there. It's going to be a good throw. It's going to be a tight spiral. And, you know, they're not afraid to go up and get a little air under them.
Strength of this Montana State defense, which shut out a really, really good South Dakota State offense in the second half, is what, as you've watched it this year?
Well, you know, I really think it's the linebackers now, and the way that they're able to play. A guy like Callahan O'Reilly and Troy Anderson were phenomenal because the offensive line for South Dakota State was big. They were stout. Bobcats were having a little bit of trouble being able to get to them. Daniel Hardy, I thought, did a good job at the defensive end spot. He had a sack, and then he got that fumble recovery to go ahead and clinch it. But, you know, the linebackers, the way that they not only can fill the gaps and be able to stop the run and for the most part, kind of handle a little bit Pierre Strong Jr., who's one of the best running backs in this league. But yet, the way that they're also able to then work in the secondary and work against those tight ends. The big thing that I wondered coming into the game was how were the Bobcats going to match up with the tight ends? They obviously had an All-American tight end, a couple of big guys. And about three or four times throughout the game, we saw whenever a tight end was matched up with a corner. I mean, those guys just throw their arm out, and they're big, strong, physical, knock them out of the way. It was the linebackers who had to come over, be able to make that play. You know, Troy Anderson, who we'll see if he wins the Buck Buchanan Award or not, he's up for it. And he is an All-American quarterback, an All-American outside linebacker, an All-American inside linebacker, and he's been playing his best football here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. We saw him at the quarterback spot back in 2018 in the second round game, so we got a taste of that a few years ago here in the Fargo Dome. Zach Mackey with us on the program. The obvious tie, Brent Vegan and his first season taking the Bobcats to Frisco. To me, that mitigates any sort of unknown or first-time feel for any of the players because of Brent Vegan, Freddie Banks, who just got the Colorado State DC job but is coaching in the game as well. These guys have been there, done that. How does that factor in your opinion, and some of that, you know, some of that that first-time feel and getting down there and navigating some of the different stuff over a few days before the game?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you have some of that familiarity, it definitely makes things a little bit more at ease in that than coming into something brand new, not really knowing exactly what's happening. There's a lot of familiarity just in general, I mean, between these two programs. When you look at 2018, like you mentioned, 2019 in the Fargo Dome, now here in 2021, that's three straight playoff runs. So the Bobcats know that, you know, North Dakota State has been the crown jewel in FCS, and, you know, they've been the team to beat in this league. There's no question of that. And so the familiarity, I think, is almost already there with, in general, just with what North Dakota State has been and what they've been able to build the last couple of years. And then it adds a little bit more with some of those coaching trees and some of those coaching ties. And I know that, you know, Coach Vegan, you know, grew up at the state. He's got so much respect for that program that obviously made him and started his coaching career and continued to, you know, evaluate it up to Wyoming and that. But, you know, he did say, I thought was funny yesterday in the post conferences. He goes, I mean, 7 years is a long time. That's a, you know, I haven't been there in 7 years. Things have changed. Things are different. There's obviously a different sense around that program and everything than when I was there. But there is also, though, that familiarity with the coaching staffs and just the familiarity with the programs over the last couple of years now.
Zach, can't wait for it. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to seeing you and your crew down in Frisco as well, and should be one heck of a football game for a national championship. Thanks so much for the time again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, that sounds good. Can't wait. We'll see you down in Texas.
Hey, college football is rolling, and our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook have an incredible offer for college football fans. For new users, bet $1, just $1 on any game,
And if your team scores 1 point, you get $100 in free bets. Yes, you heard that correctly. $1, one game, $100 in free bets. Here's what you do. Click the link in the show description of the FCS Fever podcast. Sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook and make your first deposit. Make a $1 bet on any team. And if your team scores 1 point, you get an automatic $100 thanks to our friends at DraftKings. It is the best offer going in sports betting, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, or Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. Or call text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. 21 and older, 18 and older in Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit. Minimum $1 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
All right, there you go. Big thanks, Zach Mackey, Montana State Radio play-by-play voice, getting it done, and thanking him, obviously, for joining us here on the FCS Fever podcast. Hey, I wanted to get a shout-out. The champions of the Celebration Bowl, the South Carolina State Bulldogs, get it done, as we talked all week last week, didn't we, about Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, and the big news, Tyler Hunter decommitting from Florida State and committing to Jackson State. And obviously, it is big news. Well, I guess the boys at Jackson State forgot to get ready for South Carolina State as the Bulldogs rout them 31-10. And congratulations are in order for this South Carolina State football team. Corey Fields Jr., Shaquan Davis, they were absolutely fantastic in front of 48,653 fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. The HBCU national champions from South Carolina State, Darius Leonard's alma mater, the great linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, went to South Carolina State. And folks, it was a rout. Jackson State was favored by 10.5 points, and South Carolina State wins by 3 touchdowns, 31-10. Corey Fields Jr. with 4 touchdown passes. Shaquan Davis catching 3 of those for the Bulldogs. Impressive game. Maybe the Sanders boys paid too much attention to what was going on off of the field last week. Forgot they had a big football game between the white lines. Didn't go very well for Jackson State on Saturday. That's going to do it for us. We appreciate you. Always enjoy being with you here on the FCS Fever podcast. We'll come back closer to the FCS National Championship game with another pod coming up later on down the line. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Subscribe, like, comment. Thank you all for listening as much as you have here to this during the entire season. One more big game to talk about, the FCS National Championship in Frisco, Texas, North Dakota State versus Montana State. We'll be back soon after the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.